Now we turn to a Democratic senator and co-sponsor of a bill to ban bump stocks. Those are the attachments to a rifle that make it possible to fire off many rounds with one pull of the trigger. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland is also the chair of the Senate Democrats Campaign Committee. Senator Van Hollen, welcome to the program once again.
Good afternoon.
If someone attaches a bump stock to a semi-automatic rifle, it'll fire at rates of between 400 and 800 rounds per minute. This bill would outlaw them. Would it also outlaw the ones that are already out there?
Well, my understanding is that this is designed to prohibit anyone after the date of enactment from using a bump stock to accelerate the rate of fire. So, yes, it would be illegal for someone to apply this mechanism to a semi-automatic weapon after the bill is passed.
Elsewhere in today's program, we hear from a gun expert whom I interviewed who's actually very down on the bump stock. He says it makes it harder to aim a rifle. It's no good for self-defense, recreation, or hunting. But he's concerned that politicians wouldn't stop at banning an attachment to an AR-15. You really want to ban the rifle, the AR-15. Is he right? And is there any value to a very limited step like this current bill?
Well, look, the country's been united in grieving for the victims of the terrible massacre in Las Vegas. I wish we were united in doing something to address the daily toll of gun violence in our neighborhoods, as well as these mass shootings. But my view is we should take every step that we can. I would like to pass universal criminal background checks to address the daily violence on our streets. We know that that will save lives. But I also think we need to pass this legislation to ban bump stocks and trigger cranks and other mechanisms that are used to effectively turn semi-automatic weapons into fully automatic weapons, which are already illegal.
And if you could get that, while it might not be sufficient in your view, really, that at least would be an effective response to what's happened in Las Vegas, you would say?
Well, it would save lives. I'm for supporting anything that we can pass that would save lives. I would like to pass other gun safety measures, other common sense measures. But if we can get people on board with this, that would at least address these massacres and reduce the death toll, yes, I'm for it. We should do more, no doubt about it.
Have you gotten any Republicans on board, and have you gotten red state Democrats from the Senate on board with this bill? Or is this just too tough an issue for them?
Well, we'll see in the days ahead. I think as time goes on, people will see that at least the bill we're talking about, the bump stock bill, is very narrowly tailored. There is really no reason to have these bump stocks other than to dramatically accelerate the rate of fire and be able to kill lots of more people quickly. So it's going to be, I think, difficult for our Republican colleagues to justify their opposition. But look, everybody's going to have to look at the situation and make a decision. But I do believe that this provision, this narrow provision, has the possibility of gaining bipartisan support. Again, yeah. It doesn't address the daily toll of gun violence in our neighborhoods. We need these other measures like universal criminal background checks. But we should move forward where we can get an agreement to save lives.
The columnist David Frum writes that mass killings with guns since Sandy Hook actually have led to changes in gun laws, but the changes at the state level have been to decrease controls on guns. How do you understand that? That even as there have been many mass shootings, the political consequences have been to lessen rather than increase gun control?
Well, he's right. It depends on the state, of course. In my state of Maryland, the legislature actually passed a few years ago a good, sound, comprehensive set of gun safety measures that strengthened gun laws. But in many other states, they are headed in the wrong direction, and it's largely due to the power of the NRA in those states, just like the NRA has a whole lot of power here in the United States Congress. They have succeeded in using their lobbying power to block a lot of common sense gun safety measures. So we'll have to see what happens here in Congress.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democrat of Maryland, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.